I will never, ever forget a project that my 8th grade honors English teacher challenged us with on the last month before 8th grade graduation. He was one of those teachers who made a huge impact on me. And fun facts, he actually became the principal of the school that I taught in my first 10 years of teaching. So, wow, it's crazy. From English teacher to principal to now I can say great friend, he challenged us with this project called My Life Soundtrack. And the whole premise behind this was that we were intentionally choosing songs for every single milestone in our life. We had to find lyrics that connected and emotions that really drove us through that time period and that pivotal moment in our life. And I loved that project. And he went really hard on us. We had to do like a multi-page paper for each of the songs that we chose. Now, I don't teach English, and quite frankly, I am not in a position to do a month-long project with my students in most of my classes these days. But that hasn't stopped me from taking that idea and remixing it into something that is absolutely incredible. And that's what I want to share with you in this episode. Whether you teach math or English or social emotional learning, or you're an elementary school teacher, special ed teacher, I don't care who you teach, what you teach, where you teach. I care about why we teach, and that is relationships. Now, I know that people right now are like, relationships aren't everything. You can't just And I hear two sides of that story, but what I will say is this project that I do at this time of the school year takes very little time, and the impact that it creates is unbelievable. If you are curious on what this project is and how you can implement it in your classroom, stick around. But for right now, I want to give a shout out to the listener of the week. Every single week on this podcast, I pick one of the written reviews that was left on the Apple podcast platform, and I shout that person out as a way of saying, thank you so much for leaving a review. And this week, I want to give a shout out to Christy Lieb. She is the listener of the week and left a 5-star review that said, I'm in year 15. And so I usually have to find my own professional development if I want it to be differentiated to fit my current needs. I stumbled upon this podcast on Instagram, and it's been exactly what I needed right now. Monica, your podcasts are great because they're small doses of ideas to help put me back on track. I shared with a friend already, and I plan to share with more teachers in the future. Thank you. Christy Lieb, thank you for being the listener of the week. I feel you on that 15-year journey. I understand where you're currently at, and I'm so glad that you find these short and sweet episodes relevant to your life. Boom. If you want to be the listener of the week in the future, not only will you be shouted out on an episode, but I think more importantly here is it helps to reach more teachers. One of the greatest gifts that we can give fellow educators is the gift of truth bombs, the gift of, hey, I listened to this, this helped me. I think it would help you too. These are free episodes that get released every single Sunday. So if you want to give a completely free gift to a teacher pal who needs that help and that motivation, leave a written review, and that creates a ripple effect on the podcast platform. But for right now, we're going to get into this episode that is all about a project that will positively transform your classroom.
There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life.
Music is a powerful teaching tool, and I think songs can say a lot about a person. We resonate with lyrics in a really cool way. And so what if this year we got to know our students, not by saying, hey, you know, tell me about your family, tell me about your dog, tell me about your favorite food. Those are all great things. But what if we took it to a whole nother level and said, hey, what would your life song be? Like, if you could pick one song where you're like, man, those lyrics really mean a lot to me. Like, oh, man, that part of the song, like that chorus, I feel like the artist is talking to me. What if students got a chance to tell us about themselves through a song? That's what my life song project is all about. It is about saying, let's sit back and listen to a song together and see if we can make a connection to you through your song. And this is something that can be done at all ages. I have done this with high school students. I've done this with middle school students. I've done this with upper elementary students. And I think it's really cool because kids will always surprise us on this one. You would think every kid's going to choose the same song, but when we give them the freedom and the flexibility to pick a song that's school appropriate, and we'll get into that in a second, they will pick something that tells us a lot about who they are as a beautifully unique, amazing human. And so I want to kind of walk you through how I do this with my students. I have like a Google Doc, and I use Times New Roman, because I don't have time to pick anything else. Times New Roman it is, right? So it's this super simple doc, and it says my life song at the top. And then it says music plays a big role in our lives. For this activity, you're going to pick one school-appropriate song that has lyrics that you connect with in a big way. This song is not about having a good beat or coming from a popular music artist or something that is trending on TikTok. This is all about having words that are meaningful for you and your life. This song must be okay for school. That means no lyrics that include bad language, drug, alcohol, or sexual references. And then I also tell students, we're also not going to do, quote, the clean version. Because if there's a clean version, there's likely a dirty version, which means there's some underlying tone or message to the song. So I think this is interesting because this challenges kids. For some of our students, we have immediately eliminated like 50% of the music that they listen to. For some students, it's like, no, you eliminated 100% of songs. But I think that's actually a really good challenge because I don't want it to just be something popular. I don't want it to just be something like, oh, that's in the top 100 right now. Oh, that song's hot. Oh, that song's trending. I wanted to elicit some sort of emotion from a student, some memory that is connected to their life, some moment that was really pivotal for them, some sort of thing that they want to strive for or goal, and this song kind of reminds them of their goal. Whatever sentiment the kids need, whatever sentiment the kids want to focus on, they can focus on that. But they're simply choosing one song. So my English teacher did a whole soundtrack, and we had to choose something from like childhood. We had to choose like a nursery rhyme kind of song. We had to pick something that got us through a hard time, something that got us through a happy time. This is just one song. Kids are picking just one song. And then I asked them for some information about that song. I asked for the title of the song. I asked for the artist of the song, and then I ask them a few reflective questions. For example, I say, what is your favorite lyric from the song? What is that? What line or two are you like, oh, that's why I picked it. Like, that's the song lyric. And then I say, okay, what does that song lyric mean to you? Can you explain that to me in like two detailed, complete sentences? On a personal level, what do you think the artist or the band was trying to say with that lyric? And then I ask one more reflection question. I say, all right, why do you think others need to hear this song? Like, basically convince me, compel me to play this song for the whole class. Why do you think it would benefit your friends, your peers, and myself to chisel out 3.5 to 4 minutes and we listen to this song together? Give me two complete detailed sentences on that. And then at the very bottom of this Google Doc, I say, all right, cool. Thanks for those reflections. Now I want you to find a lyric video on YouTube for this song and include the link below. I don't want the music video. I want a lyric video because I don't want to see people playing the guitars. I don't want to see people driving down a dirt road in a truck. I don't want to see, you know, people like climbing a mountain or whatever. I want to see the lyrics. It's basically like a karaoke version, but I want the words and the lyrics going across the screen. And kids these days, they know what a lyric video is, right? And so I asked for the link. And now I have the opportunity to dive into the Google Doc or the Word Doc or, you know, the PowerPoint slide that they created and answered those questions and learn a ton about kids. It never ceases to amaze me. Sometimes I will open one up and I'm just dying laughing because I learned something cool and just quirky about a kid. And other times I open these up and my heart breaks because their realness and their rawness is coming off of the page. And I'm like, damn, that's deep. Kids will go to whatever level they're comfortable with, but I want to tell you in advance, if this is something where you want to take it to a whole nother level and play these and reflect on these in class, tell your students that in advance, okay? Because that's the next part of this project. The project could be done right here, right now, and you would have an incredible insight into your students. You would have a writing sample. You would have a reflection sample. You would have a relationship building document. You could align this to so many of your standards. The project could be done right now, but if you want to take this project to a whole nother level, stick around because in my class, this project isn't over yet. While we are on the topic of relationship building, I want to make sure that you are aware of these things that I call battle brackets. Battle brackets are a way to connect content and connect our students to dynamic conversations while also building ridiculously strong relationships. It gets kids communicating, gets kids debating, gets kids laughing and learning all in one simple structure. Right now, I've got 4 different battle bracket bundles on the market. 2 for SEL / relationship building that are great for homeroom, advisory, morning meeting. And I also have 2 that are aligned to elementary curriculum and science curriculum. These battle bracket bundles are super affordable and super easy to implement in your classroom. It never fails. Teachers will be like, holy cow, my kids love these. Holy cow. I couldn't believe how much conversation erupted into my class with these battle brackets. Why? Because they're designed to get kids connecting on so many levels. If you want to learn more about battle brackets or buy a set for your classroom, you can go to monicagenta.com/shop. That's monicagenta.com/shop. I'm telling you. If you take Life Song and pair that with a battle bracket bundle, woo! The relationships that you are going to create are going to be so rooted. Check out monicagenta.com/shop to get your battle bracket bundle right now. Okay, so I told you that for me that this project is not over. I tell my students in advance that I do want them picking a song that is obviously school appropriate, but also, as they're giving their reflections, I give them a proactive heads up that we will be listening to these and sharing these as a class. This is something that I naturally build in to my SEL class. So you can naturally build this into a morning meeting or an advisory or a homeroom setting as well. I usually block off about 2 to 3 days to do this, but you could also do this as a Fun Times Friday activity. So you could set aside 10 minutes for every single Friday for first quarter and do 1 or 2 students per Friday. That way you're kind of spacing it out and giving kids something to look forward to. Like, oh man, I get to do my life song today. Or like, oh man, these two students get to do their life song on Friday for the last 15 or 20 minutes of class. So whether you do it all together at once, like I do, about 2 to 3 days, I block off, or you create like a life song calendar, it doesn't matter. What matters is that we're diving in deep and causing kids to connect, create some compassion, and definitely some classroom camaraderie. So I thought it would be helpful if I created some context for this, if I gave you some examples of things that I've heard from students, things that they've reflected on. I'm obviously not going to share their name, but I want to just show you just the vast, the variety of answers that kids can come up with for life songs. So for example, I had a student and he said that his life song was Party in the USA. And I thought, okay, right? Funny guy trying to do Miley Cyrus Party in the USA. That's a jam though. Can we just all agree that that is a bop? That song is not going anywhere. Miley Cyrus, congratulations. That song is going to stand the test of time probably more than your dad's song, Achy Breaky Heart. You know what I'm saying? If you like Party in the USA, when you're done with this episode, send me a message and be like, Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA, come on. So nonetheless, he writes this. I stay open-minded and I continue reading this because I read these in advance before students were to ever present them, okay? And then I go on and it says, what is your favorite song lyric? And I think, are you serious right now, man? But the kid wrote, it's a party in the USA. At this point, I'm thinking, you just don't want to do the assignment. Title of the song, Party in the USA. Favorite lyric from the song, it's a party in the USA. Typical middle school behavior at this point, right? But then it says, what does this lyric mean to you? And I was kind of blown away. So the student said, this lyric makes me feel so excited. It kind of makes me think, man, every single day in the USA is a good day. It's filled with excitement. And it just gives me this energy boost. It kind of gets your adrenaline boiling. You know what I mean? And I thought, I don't think he's messing around. I think he genuinely believes this. So as I'm reading these and reflecting on these before students actually present them and listen to them, what I do is I kind of highlight some things on them. Because when students come up to the front of the class, because I make all my students come up to the front of the class, this is a no opt out, right? They come up to the front, they're like, I don't really want to come. I'm like, I know, that's okay. We're going to clap. We're going to hit the bell. We're going to hit the wow, 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 wow button, okay? We're going to get them hyped. We're going to hit the hype button. Seriously, I have a button that goes wow, 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 wow. So we hit the button. They're hyped. So they come up. And I said, all right, loved what you reflected on. I have a question for you. And that's how I started every single time. Love what you wrote. I have a question for you. Can you tell me what it means that it gets your adrenaline boiling? And I thought, we're going to find out very quickly if this is just a bunch of BS or if this is legit. And the student went on to definitely, accurately portray what he meant by that. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then he said, you know what, Mishinta, you played this at our school dance last year. He said, when that song came on, I freaked out and I hit the dance floor. I know every lyric to this song. I realized that some people were like, dude, why are you dancing to this? But he's like, I don't even care. Because a party in the USA means you don't care what other people think. You don't care if this isn't cool. He's like, I don't care if I'm a 7th grade boy or an 8th grade boy who's saying, I love this. And I was like, and is Party in the USA in the top 100 songs for you? And he's like, top 100. This is in my top 10 favorite songs of all time. And I thought, cool, man. It's awesome. I learned a ton about this kid from this moment. And then we turned on the lyric video. And it turned into the most adorable, heartwarming, karaoke middle school moment that I might have ever had. I literally had like 18 middle school kids singing karaoke style with the lyric video, Party in the USA. And they weren't like being like negative and nasty. They weren't being like, I'm going to sing Party in the USA. No, they were genuinely excited. And it was awesome. And it reminded me, man, kids are kids and kids are awesome. You know what's really cool about this too is whether you've got a class of 15 or a class of 28, it is rare that kids pick the same song. And I did not have a single student pick the same song this year when I did this. I had students pick songs that were about heartbreak. And they talked about how they broke up with their very first significant other. And that's a really big deal to kids. We had some students talk about how they have trauma in their life from a parent who was serving in the military overseas when they were a toddler. And to this day, they get nervous when their parent takes an extra long time at the grocery store or leaves and doesn't tell them. And they think like, is my dad actually coming back? And like, I literally was sitting at my desk watching this lyric video crying as this student was describing this. I had other students talk about how they hadn't met certain parents, how they don't live with a biological parent. We had other students talk about how they have had drama in their life with friends or family members. And what was interesting is when somebody would come up to share a part of their life song, and they were feeling maybe alone and maybe scared and maybe like, man, nobody gets this. What was really cool is if the kid could relate, I didn't even prompt this. But like, there were a number of times when a kid would raise their hand and say, hey, I did not know that you didn't know your dad either. Have you ever met your dad? Because I've never met my dad. And like, I'm getting emotional now because it was one of those real raw moments that you never expect. But when it happens, you are reminded that kids are just so compassionate. And it's interesting because this happened almost 2 weeks ago. And to this day, if I were to say which class has the best relationships right now, which class is the most interconnected, I would choose the one that took the Life Song Project most seriously. Because they connected on a level that some of the other students haven't yet connected on. Those moments matter. When we just kind of get vulnerable and we show some of our wounds and we show that we are not perfect, but we are perfectly imperfect people. Students, teachers. P.S. Guess who else needs to share their life song? You do. I always share mine at the very, very end. I go last because I want students to have the space to do this however they see best, however they see best fit. So I share mine at the end. This year, mine always changes. This year, I chose the One Republic song, I Lived. And the kids are like, who is One Republic? And I'm like, are you serious right now? You don't know who One Republic is? And they're like, oh, is it like a mom band? And I'm like, now time out. I'm only 35 years old. Let's go. But then I played the song and they're like, oh my gosh, that was so good. They're like, we can totally see why you picked that as your song. That's cool. That is cool. They might not have liked the genre. Quite frankly, a lot of my students picked country songs. I don't prefer country. But I respected their project. I respected the lyrics. And most importantly, I respected the space for them to learn and grow with each other. Now, you're going to have kids picking Party in the USA, and it's going to have a fun moment. And you're going to get some kids doing Never Gonna Give You Up, and you're going to get Rickrolled. And kids are going to go in whatever direction they see best fit for them. But there's not a right or wrong song for a life song. What I love about this is, because this is a great moment, and this is where I want to end. This was inspired by a project that I did when I was 14. This is like a project that happened 21 years ago. I thought, man, I'm still thinking about that project as an adult. That's when we know that we need to figure out a way to implement it in our classroom. So maybe as a reflection question for this, it's like, hey, when are you going to implement Life Song in your classroom? What would that look like, sound like, and feel like? And then maybe the final reflection question is, what is a project that you remember as a kid that made a meaningful impact on you? Something where you're like, wow, that was really cool. I really enjoyed that. I was really proud of that. I worked really hard on that. And then how can you take that project and implement it in your current classroom? Maybe it has to be remixed. Maybe it has to be tweaked, right? I know things have changed in education over the years. But just because things have changed doesn't mean that you can't change something to make it great for right now. There are so many cool opportunities that are right in front of us. The question is, are we going to seize those and figure out a way to take that idea and help us to create meaningful relationships? Life Song is that. I hope that you have found this really, really meaningful. As always, if you've got a question about the episode, if you loved the episode and you want to chat about it, please do not hesitate to reach out to me on social media. Tell me if you like Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA, because I'll karaoke that with you any day of the week. Come on now. I think that our job is really, really fun, and sometimes we just need these fun life lessons, these fun reminders that we can do this with students. I want to thank you for everything you do for students, everything that you do for your school, and I want to thank you so much for living this teacher life.